It's always a bit strange coming up against your premiership teammates. How does that feel as a leader?
Yeah, it is always strange. I guess it's exciting for me. It's 2 years ago now, playing in the grand final, but it's always good to see the boys actually and actually play against them now. And last year we got a win, which really started off our season again.
Any text messages or anything like that from the field?
Not yet, mate. They're over here on Thursday, so no doubt I'll get a few cheeky texts. Used to be Jake Stringer, but Lockie Hunter's out now, actually. It used to be him as well, so there's definitely a few more that will send a few texts out.
Are you surprised at their struggles since the grand final?
I think if you look back at the Dogs, I think they've missed 11 players from their premiership year, so I wouldn't say I'm surprised. I'd say 11 players out of a side is a lot of players to take out, but I think you've seen last week the Doggies, how they went against Sydney. It's pretty exciting for the team.
What was the review from the weekend like, Joel? What did you make of that loss in Canberra?
Yeah, we started off really well. Our first three quarters, we faded out late. I guess you could say with the travel and everything else that was involved, I think the last quarter sort of really got us. There's definitely a few positives to take out of the game. Well, disappointed we didn't get the result, but doing the review now, we've moved on to the Western Bulldogs.
So do you have a lighter week on the track or anything to sort of get yourselves freshened up for this weekend, if that's the case?
I think with travel, it's always a lighter week. Everything's still sort of the same, though. We're still out training today and we do a session up this oval Thursday, so same as usual.
It's been a bit of talk about the stadium being pretty hard and guys pulling up a bit sore from that. Have you noticed that at all in the couple of games there?
I don't think so. We train at so many different places and play so many different places as well. I don't think personally. Some guys with foot problems might get sore feet on the hard deck, but myself is fine.
Joel, how does it compare, I guess, to other grounds to play? Does it feel like other beef is harder in any way or shifts in any way?
It still feels like an oval. I don't think it feels any different. I guess it could be like a bit like Etihad. Etihad has the roof as well, so might be a touch harder, but like I said, I don't really notice the difference.
So, Brad Hill on the track, how keen are you to get him back and how well you think he might be?
Yeah, he's a great player, Brad. Definitely good to get him back. He sort of missed that run over the weekend with Ed Langdon as well. We missed that run. So to get them back out this weekend, hopefully, will be great for us.
And Harley back on the track as well?
Yeah, good. Really exciting. Harley's really bubbly. He's been out running around today. He's got great skills, and hopefully he's back in the next few weeks.
Has he been around the group?
Yeah, really good. He's come back. He's bought in, worked hard, and you can see him out today going really well.
Going back to round one, was that a bit of a surprise not being selected in round one?
I guess the build-up I had coming into round one, I think on my own admission I probably would have been a bit underdone. I guess it was just right by the match committee to probably not pick me that round one and get some fitness down at Peel. So for my preparation, it's the best thing for me.
Your role this year with Alex Pearce coming back, he seems like he's taking the main forward from the other side, whereas that was sort of you last year. How have you found that?
Yeah, I don't mind. It sort of adds another string to my bow. I can sort of play tall and small and help Alex where I can, so I can sort of drop off and help him out in the big one-on-one contest. At times, Alex comes off, I play in the big, but for Alex, he's had a great start to the year. He's been going really well, so he's embracing that role.
Yeah, have you been surprised by how well he's come back? I mean, it's such a long time out of footy, and he's just sort of stepped back, and he's just probably the best key defender in the comp at the moment.
I wouldn't say I'm surprised how hard Alex works off the field, and he's also his leadership as well. It's exceptional for a fellow who's only 23 years old, or 22 maybe, he's played under 30 games. It's exceptional to come back out and to play the way he's been playing. It's such really good for him to get out there and enjoy it.
Your role, are you trying to be more attacking? That you spoke about that in the past, trying to offer a bit more rebound out of defence. Is that something you think you can add?
I think as a back six, we've tried to. Getting Nathan Wilson in the side with Luke Ryan there as well, and Connor Blake and Stephen Hill coming back. Me getting up the ground as well, playing on a smaller, really helps out.
What are the challenges with the Bulldogs forward line? Dixon and Redpath, the sort of different sizes up there?
Yeah, they've got a very dynamic forward line. Dixon, Redpath, like you said, Josh Dunkley bobs up as well. A lot of guys go through the forward line. They've got a lot of different players, Bontempelli and those guys will go through there, so it's very challenging forward line.
You'd be tempted to remind Josh Dunkley about last week, late in the game.
I actually didn't see it. What did he do?
He dropped the ball in the goal square.
Oh, did he?
Consider that the main argument,
probably would have won it. Yeah, I'll let him know. No, Travis.
And what about round one missing that game? Did that sort of make you more on your toes? Did it have any effect on you thinking, you know what, no one's guaranteed of the game nowadays?
Yeah, definitely. And in this environment, with 44 fit guys in round one, no one really is guaranteed a spot. Still had to work hard all pre-season. I thought I had a good pre-season. But just like I said, underdone. It's a bit upset because I'm coming up to my 50th game and that'll be against the Bulldogs, but it's next week against the Derby. So missing round one sucks, but that's okay. It's reality.
That's a pretty good game, over 50, and they reckon it's a sellout.
Yeah, it could be a sellout. Playing on Josh Kenny, what more can you want?
You want another crack at JK? You've had a couple last year. You probably hung out to dry a few times, really, weren't you?
Yeah, Josh Kenny's a star, a great player. I love playing on the best players I can. Can really learn from those guys. Definitely concede a few goals, but it's all part of learning, isn't it?
Is it harder to defend as a defender off the stadium because it is such a wider ground that, you know, teams sort of move the footy across more easily, so it's sort of not like super there, it's so narrow?
We've only played there twice, and the two games we've played, the key forwards haven't really done too much. Wouldn't really say it's much different to any other oval. I guess Subiaco's a bit longer and skinnier, which we move the ball a bit better, but I don't think it's much difference.
How would you compare Josh? You did the job on Buddy that time. Different challenges, or can you rate them?
Oh, both are superstars, Hall of Fame players. Very hard to play on. I guess for me, I'm relying on my back five to help me out. Both those guys, like I said, in their own right, such great players, and they only might need 10 touches of the ball and kick 5 goals, which is so exciting.
You can hand Alex Pearce and Kennedy next week, mate.
We can share him.
Good on you, mate.
Sweet. Good on you, mate. Perfect. Thanks, guys. Cheers.